preface. Welcome to my world of extreme lean thinking. Once you've experienced the vast benefits of lean, you will crave it, want it, and do anything to get it. Because lean thinking has made an enormous difference in my life, personally and professionally, I wanted the title of this book to convey how attainable it is to build a vibrant lean culture. While there are many books on lean, I have yet to find any that are fun. My mountain bike buddies would say, it's sick. In fact, when I went looking for books and websites to recommend to people, all I found were books that were filled with complicated diagrams and business school theory speak. Definitely not the fun lean that I've come to know and love. This book's not intended for MBAs or those interested in manufacturing theory or flowcharts. This book is intended to blast open the doors of opportunity for people who want to improve their daily life, be it in their workplace or home. Lean is not as complicated as the experts and textbooks make it out to be. In fact, as you learn to incorporate a lean approach to your life, you will see the more lean thinking you have in your life, the more you will enjoy your life. Lean thinking has propelled my business from a small operation in my garage to an international multi-million dollar enterprise. I have the most dedicated, fun-loving employees any business owner could hope for. I am living the American dream because someone shared with me the genius of lean thinking. Like my Japanese mentors, I want to pass the gift of lean thinking on to others and create a more prosperous and productive culture around the world. Lean thinking is fun and exciting. The ideas I have learned from my lean friends are tectonic. I have attempted to write a book that is short, visual, and simple. There are plenty of workshops, executive manuals, and textbooks on the market. I wanted to write a book that would make lean accessible to everyone, from the homemaker to the executive. As a personal habit, I read one book a week for my own intellectual development, and I always play a little game after completing each book. I ask myself, what is the one takeaway that would rock my world if I seriously applied it? I've incorporated this same challenge at the end of every chapter by adding a summary called The One Thing. The summary will reinforce the main points of each chapter in the leanest possible way. At any time, you can quickly review and memorize the principles. And then, of course, if you're not really clear on something I've said and you want to drop me an email, it's not a problem. You can email me directly at paul@fastcap.com. That's P-A-U-L at F-A-S-T-C-A-P.com. No, there's no one filtering my emails. I answer every one of them personally. Why? Because I don't believe leaders should build firewalls around themselves. So often when I want to contact a prominent leader, there's a huge firewall to actually access them. That's not very lean. And on top of that, when you build a wall around yourself like that, you really don't know what's going on at the shop floor level. And lean is so much about staying in touch with what's really going on. So I want to make it easy so you can access me with no problems whatsoever. But be prepared. You're probably going to get an audio email back from me because it allows me to answer hundreds of emails efficiently. And if you want to know how to do a lean audio email, just watch my lean email video. So when you send that email, just keep it a little short, and I would love to hear from you, especially if you have an improvement idea, because I'm all about continuous improvement. So buckle up for a high energy ride as you begin to think and get lean.